What's good? So, I'm just going to talk about relationships for a moment. So, I've always been in a relationship, always, you know. I'm not saying I had the juice or anything, but I've always had a girlfriend, like, always, or some serious relationship. And that's saying over the past 15 years. But there were some things that I didn't realize until it was too late. And I'm get to these things in a minute. These are important signs and important factors that can help you determine if you have a healthy relationship or unhealthy relationship. If it's, you know, if it's good for you or if it's just toxic and you should just, you know, end it for, you know, for your health, for you, or for them. But anyways, I've been single for the past 7 months. It's been great, actually, but it's very different, you know, because everyone, you know, most of us seek companionship. You love being with someone. You love spending time with someone. But at the same time, you want that to be the right person. So over my past relationships, a lot of them were always forced relationships. I didn't pay attention to how I was feeling and just the warning signs. That, you know, you gotta pay attention to the red flags. A lot of these women, they were so eager to have a relationship with me, and everything was feeling right, so I went with it, even though I wasn't ready to do it, and it just ended terribly for me. Other times I rushed in, or I committed myself to a certain degree when I didn't really, like I said, I didn't feel it was right. I forced it, and it had the same result. Other times, you know, I've had someone show me, like, all the right things until they got me to a certain point, and then they show me the total opposite. So that, you have a lot of those personalities out there too. A lot of people have that, just that whole agenda. Not just so much the poker face, but the whole agenda to show you who they are initially. And then once they got you, like, hey, okay. They just, all those standards, everything that you had, like, with that person, kind of goes out the window. But it's not always like that. But what I'm getting into is just being true to yourself. Eliminates a lot of that from happening. Eliminates a lot of those chances, the probability for a lot of that to happen to you. Being true to yourself, knowing what you're looking for, and paying attention to the signs. Also, not forcing yourself to be in a relationship, and not pressuring yourself to get into something that you're not ready to get into. Because if you're conforming yourself to somebody else's standards and you aren't ready for that, you don't agree to that, or at the same time, they're totally against your standards, then, you know, you're not being true to yourself. It all comes down to, you know, in relationship, it's give and take, and it is, like, it should be 50-50 at the same time, but it's not always like that. But if you are totally, like, desperately trying to change yourself and become a whole new person for someone, then you are already starting off wrong. I've done that in the past where I've tried to change things about myself for someone. And what I found is, like, you can never really, you know, you are who you are. And that's great. Because, you know, if you really find somebody that's meant for you, you find the right person, they accept who you are. And you guys, you know, you love each other for that. You guys don't try to change the other person. But I'm at a place now in my life where I am still looking for that right woman. But at the same time, I'm not putting all that pressure on myself, you know. And at the same time, it helps knowing what you're looking for, a lot of people don't know what they're looking for. They really don't know what they need yet because they haven't experienced those things yet with that person or with anybody for that matter. I guess it's a certain wisdom that's acquired through, through those mistakes or those failed relationships that you develop. But moving forward, I know what I want, know what I'm looking for. And another big thing, too, is just being confident in your pursuit of acquiring that you desire, you know. A lot of us feel timid to go after something that we want, but you have to go after what you want in this life because life is short. But you also want, and it's all about the quality of it too. So while I'm not looking for a serious relationship, I am looking to spend my time with a quality person. And I think that's highly important. You know, surround yourself with quality individuals, quality friendships, quality relationships. That's gonna benefit you. That's gonna make you better. That's gonna improve yourself. Not ones that are gonna hinder you, make things hard on you, be a distraction, or be a hindrance to everything that you're working so hard to obtain. That's my message. I know I rambled a little bit, but those are my thoughts. Thanks for listening. Love.